It's always good to have Dr. Joy with us, and again, she feels she has a word, so let's hear and receive and then weigh. Joy.
It isn't that I'm going to preach, but I need something to lean on. You do when you're 94 and a half. About quite recently, 10 days or so ago, when I was actually praying, like I do, for Bagley, for BBC, I had a very vivid and clear picture. And again, Father used on that occasion and to me the picture that he's used so often for you and for this place. And I saw this lovely great galleon. You remember, don't you? The galleon. And it was stuck by the front, the bows, that is, isn't it? Stuck by the bows in mud in the side of the river with the stern, back end of it, sort of flapping about in the current. Stuck fast. And then I looked closely down on the deck, and there, seated around the seats, all around the deck, were the crew. They were fast asleep and they were snoring. And I giggled at first. It was so funny. Then I realized it was not funny. And I realized that Heavenly Father had something to say to all of us. And so now I'll just listen to what he wants to say to everybody, every single person. My gathered children, gathered together in this place, I remind you again that I built using your hands. Yes. Gathered here. And just the gathering, just even all the people who will come, is not the entirety of my plan for you. My plan for every single child of mine, everywhere. I have a plan for my children, an individual journey, a calling for them, for each of you. A job or an assignment, if you like, an assignment that lasts all of your earthly journey, right until the end. And I never, ever shelve you. I never sit you down and in a metaphorical armchair and just you stay there and I waft you off to heaven. No, no. I have a much more exciting journey for each one of you. I have an assignment, a way, a job for you. Now it is different entirely for each one. It is original. Nobody else can do it. It is my journey for you. And you will enjoy it. It will fit. It will be comfortable. Yes. It is a journey that you will know is from me. And it will even be fun. It will fit you. It will not be all roses, no. For you and I, we have an enemy who tries to take you off your given course. He tries, but he is a beaten enemy. And on your journey, I will protect you. I will guide you. I will guide you every step of the way. You're saying, how do I know? How do I know whether I am doing what you're calling me or not? I'm not sure. I want to know. Of course you do. I know all about it. I know. You must ask me. Ask? Yes, and I will answer you. I will speak to you. I will speak to you individually, and I will speak to you occasionally through my messengers, speak to all of you together. But I will speak to you individually. I speak to you, really, all the time. So you must listen. You may ask me questions. If you do not yet know my voice, say, what does your voice sound like? And I will speak to you, and I will speak to you in the language that you use. I won't say thou and thy. You don't speak like that, do you? No. Well, I will speak to you in your own type of voice. It will be other. You will know it is me. I don't waffle. I speak to the point. I speak, yes. I speak to warn you. Quick, mother, quick. Little John is run to the garden gate and he's out on the road. Quick. I speak to you, yes. To warn you. I speak to you. Don't take that job. That is not my way for you. Wait, and I will show you. I will lead you. I will lead you to the advertisement for your job. Yes. I will lead you and speak to you. The job that I give you may not be the calling that many people imagine, just a calling to go to the mission field in the other side of the world. No, your calling may very well be for many, many people. That vital calling of mother who looks after her children, her family. She speaks to them gently. She guides them. She tells them about Jesus. Yes. That family, she is doing what I have asked her. I may ask her something in addition, even. Jobs? Well, yes. Yes. What about having a Bible study group on one afternoon? Yes, Lord. I will draw the people. I will lead you. Yes. And that job just fits you. I will supply all the tools, all your need for your job. Make sure that you know my job for you. My plan is that my galleon will never be stuck in the mud, but my crew will be enjoying my calling for whatever it is, enjoying my presence, my leading, and all that I have for them on their earthly journey home. I didn't actually say that after I saw that picture, I heard the Holy Spirit say, as loud as anything, "This shall not be." And he speaks the truth.